Well, we'll call a safe, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
A safe, you uh-huh. know, that you put things in. Well, that's for a straight. And I won't tell you how my mother kept us a sweet milk to drink.
Yeah.
She put it in a jug.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd put it on a rope. And she'd put it down in the well.
Mm.
And then she'd draw it up for our dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was done every day.
Right.
My dad was so afraid that jug would get busted one of these days and ruin that well of milk, and that well of water. It never did happen.
Mm.
But, you know, you didn't have no ice. You didn't have anything to keep it cool. And in hot weather, it was soon sour.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they call that, when it's sour, you know, they call that clabber.
Yeah.
And you skim that off, and that's what you made your butter out of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know the big milk farms, they get, or cow farms, you know,
dairies.
Like, are there any of those around here? They have dairy farms, or is it all just sort of like beef?
No, they just a beef cows. I don't know of anybody that moves a cow around here.
Hmm.
Sure don't.
So that's just gone out of style?
That's just gone out of style. I kept one here after my husband sold all the other. I had one that was one wonderful milk cow, and I kept her till she... I just tied her out,
What was her name?
I didn't name her.
No, you didn't name her? Like, wasn't Bessie or Rosebud or any of that stuff?
No, I didn't name mine. I just called them, and they come.
Yeah.
But I hardly ever had to tie her, though. I could just put the chain on her and put her right back. And
like
she could see this yard, though, sometimes, and it looked so much greener, you know, than where she was grazing. And here she'd come, and if she ever heard me come out the back of the front door, she went back just as good as if there'd been a kid you're told, you know, you're told
so
to get back.
So seeing as she was doing wrong, I guess, out there in the front yard.
She ain't had no business out there. So. But after she, the veterinarian told me I might as well get rid of her.
How would you call the cow? You're like, what would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, like, would you say, here cow or something?
No, see, now how do we say it? It's been so long, I've done forgot.
How would you call the cow?
Come on, Suki. I sound no like
that. Suki? I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Suki cow or something.
Suki cow, come on. And they listen to it.
And
they'd come. Yes, sir.
My goodness.
Mm.
So, you know, like on the yard that's on, you know, like where you kept your cow, you know, like you had the barn, and then you had some land on either side.
Yeah.
You're like, what was that called? You know, it was fenced in for the cows to roam around in.
Just call it the mule lot.
Mule lot?
Uh-huh. Or the cow lot.
And like you didn't have mules? Or you did have mules?
We did have mules, yeah.
Oh.
And that was our mule lot. And then where the cows were stored was cow lot.
Oh. I didn't know that. Well, you know, like these that, well, you know, like I call them, you know, like when you see all these things nowadays, big green rolling pastures and stuff. Yeah, that's what I always pictured. You know, I call them pasture.
Yeah.
Real, but you know, that's just in books, I guess. All that stuff.
No, they don't. You find a lot of pastures around here.
Really?
Oh yes, sir. They have acres and acres of
those big green pastures for the cows.
Yeah, that's right.
Grazing.
But we ours is what you call. They eat off ryegrass. And this is ryegrass country anyway.
Ryegrass.
Yeah, ryegrass country. And I just went off into the,
what is ryegrass?
We call it the woods. It's just a wild. Anyhow, it's ryegrass. I was raised with it.
Yeah.
And that's what the cows used to feed on through the days.
Yeah.
And, of course, you come up and you fed them.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to milk.
Yeah. Did your dad ever raise cotton? You did?
Oh, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the cotton that he had and how he'd raise
well,
it.
Well, we raised it here, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. We raised cotton just as long as we farmed.
Did dad ever raise cotton?
He sure did. Well, you just planted it, and you, of course, he worked with he and the boys, and you chopped it, and then you picked it.
Yeah. Well, what part of the stalk did you chop, or?
You know, they planted it thick, you know, and then you had to come along with a hoe and thin it out about two, leave about two stalks, and each hill.
Well,
and that's how you had to do it.